We had a comment from the back.
We spoke of serving.
A little louder.
We spoke of serving. There's a verse. Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And that just says that the heart of man will serve something, and there is consequences to everything. So
I want to just make a clarification. So Kusharishathaya means double wickedness. Double wickedness. And he was the king of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is a type or a picture of the world. If you remember that Abram was called out of Mesopotamia, a place with idols, the place that we see as a subsequent nation, if you would, to what was the first nation that was established apart from God. So here was one who was double wickedness. He was the king of Mesopotamia, of this system of things that was in opposition to God. And it says, the children of Israel, they served this double wicked king for 8 years. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like prison. Just the thought of it, being incarcerated, serving the institutions for having stolen something or what have you, 8 years is a long time. You might say, well, you know, that's not as bad as 30, right? But still, 8 years that you are under this hard, wicked king. The very thing that you wanted, you've got. And now it's a bitter pill to swallow. You think of what God has given to us in Christ. The blessings, the goodness, the grace. And as Brother John said here, you know, we're going to serve, Brother Chris, we're going to serve a master. Is it going to be the Lord who is gracious, who has given his life, who paid the ransom fully, bought us back, or are we going to put ourselves or find ourselves sold into the hand of this great wicked king? Yeah, I think we've quoted these words from a song some time ago. Sin will take you further than you want to go, and it will cost you far more than you're willing to pay. That's what it means to serve Kusharishathaya for 8 years. But now we want to move. We've got about 30 minutes or 45 minutes. We want to move into the deliverer, the point of recovery, because God is a God of recovery. He doesn't just say, well, you've sinned, you've gone and get away from me, you've forgotten me, and I've had to discipline you. And I want us to turn to Hebrews, because it's important for us to understand that God, he chastises those that belong to him and those that he loves. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6. I'll read verse 5. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto sons. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? That word chastening there has to do with child training, child rearing. And that's what he was doing for his people. He was putting his hand upon them so that he might train them. He spoke of proving or testing them earlier, so that he might recover them from the place that he had to put them because of their wickedness and disobedience.
Brother John, you have something on
that. Yes, Brother John.
I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
Amen, bro.
I would love to hear some young ones, but
amen.
How much can you push?
You're young, brother. Keep on.
I reach a certain age, bro.
So let me continue to paint a picture for you. That's how I love to see things. Just let's paint that picture. Now you are living in whatever you are living, in the land of Canaan there. Okay? Whatever it is. It's not Canada, it's Canaan. I don't want to get that confused. You're living there. And all of a sudden, now you understand, it's not a physical, geographical location. It doesn't matter where it is. It is really a system of things. They're trying to bring its culture on you, try to make you think like them and act like them. And we, as we have heard, the king of that system is double wickedness. He gives you double, not just one. Double wickedness. And he is the king of the land. Mesopotamia means a high land of two rivers. So there are two rivers, and the world are really characterized by two rivers. The Lord Jesus said, the riches of this world and the care of this world. These are the two rivers that really the system of the world have. The cares of this world. So you worry about things. Okay, you're young. Do I look nice? Does anybody like me? Do I fit in school? It's a care of this life. Am I fitting in? Do I fit with the group? Am I handsome enough? I am beautiful enough? Am I rich enough? Do they like it? It's the care of this world. And then you start thinking, okay, how does the world answer this problem? So you start acting like them, so you feel you belong. So you paint your hair blue or green, or you kind of put an earring in your nose or something. I don't know what they do today. But they do all of these things because they just wanted to belong. They wanted to be like everybody else. Because the care of this world kind of attracts pressure on you. And double wickedness put that on you. Or you tattoo yourself from head to toe and you just, I don't know. But that's the care of this world. And that is really the answer of it. The other thing, the two rivers, the other river, is the riches of this world. You know what? Listen, I got to be wealthy. So I got to really, or I got to be whatever. So I'm going to put all my effort, forget about the meeting now, forget about Bible study, forget about going to Bible conferences. I have no time for that. I might just go every now and then to show my face. But I really wanted to go on for the things of this world. I wanted to be somebody. So I'm just going to put all of my effort and forget about the world. That is the other thing. So I want to be rich. And you are living today in a world. You see, the world now, the way it goes into your mind, I want you to listen to me. It doesn't come in the front door of logic. Listen to me. It goes through the back door of imagination. It doesn't go through the front door of logic, because you would say to yourself, if you were living there, wait a second. God had given us this land. I belong to God. I want to serve this double wickedness and act like them. That's logic. There's no way. Common sense. I mean, why people go and do stupid stuff? I mean, where is the common sense? It doesn't go through the front door of logic. It goes through the back door of imagination. So now you start, the world makes you imagine things. Oh, if I could have that. It's a fantasy. There's the fantasy football, right? You have a team and you wish that team will win everything. It's not reality. And the world is not reality, guys. I want you to come to appreciate that. It's not real. What you see around you, it's not real. It's not real. It's a mirage. All of the stuff that you see on TV or on YouTube, it's all scripted. Even reality, it's scripted. You call it reality TV. It's not real. There is nothing real. The only thing that's real, the word of God and the promises of God. This is reality. Everything else is fake. Trust me. Not trust me. Trust the word of God. Trust the word of God. It's all fake. So these are the two rivers, the care of this world. So you start getting pressure on you, peer pressure they call it. So you want to belong to everybody. So you start acting like them. That's pressure. The other thing, you want it to be what God did not intend for you to be. Be content. You are beautiful, young ladies. There is beauty in godliness. There is beauty in godliness. Forget about the glamorous things that the world... These are fake. These people are miserable people. They are miserable people. I always kind of think to myself, especially the Hollywood people. These people are famous. Everybody wanted to be famous. They are famous. They have like 5 billion followers. I get so happy when I see 100,000 hit on Towards the Mark. I said, oh, this is great. These people have put a YouTube and have 20 million followers. They're famous. They are beautiful. for like whatever they do, all of these plastic surgery and everything. So they are plastic. They are not real. Okay? So they do that. They're beautiful. They are rich. They have all of the money that anybody wants. They don't have, they have their private jets and everything. Why are these people are drug addicts? Why are they in depression all the time? Because you know what? That is double wickedness. You want that, you get it. And you get misery with it. That's exactly what happened there. They start, so it's not the logic now anymore. It's not the common, I want you to think with your head. Don't let your imagination run you. So they go through the imagination. That's why music are very, very important. The words of music. A Scottish poem said once, let me write the nation's music. They would write their own laws. I'll write their music. They'll write their own law. You know what he was doing? By having lyrics going on all the time. It becomes a reality. And let's have our own law or change our laws according to our imagination. The scripture said that the imagination of their heart was wicked continually. You see what the world system is? I want you to be a little bit alert. I want you to be a little bit scared. Because that's what the world, it doesn't come to you and say, we are the world, we're going to bring you double wickedness here and we're going to make you miserable. No, try it, you'll be happy. Everybody else is doing it. What's wrong with that? Relax a little bit. That's what they do. Double wickedness. That's the world. But now, there was a young man. There was a young man there. Just like there are young men and young women here. And he had a young woman too with him. And these men lived in the, like everybody else, living in the same area, living in the same neighborhood, saw the wicked king, saw the world view that these people believe. But he said, not for me. Mm-hmm.